Utah casted six electoral college votes for President-elect Donald Trump today in a rowdy ceremony interrupted by shouts and chants from protesters. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
The whole world is watching.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox oversaw the noon ceremony at the Capitol, attended by Utah's six Electoral College members, school children, and several dozen protesters who broke into chants periodically. Cox noted that the Electoral College vote doesn't normally attract this much attention, but thanked the protesters for their passion and participation all the same. Amid shouts, the electors filled out their ballots and Cox read the results.
We have the official ballots here under the great seal of the state of Utah. The voting was unanimous on both cases, six votes for Donald J. Trump as president.
A nationwide movement to convince red state electors to ditch Trump failed on Monday, with just a few stray votes cast for other candidates. Still, protester Cheryl Pace, who held up signs alongside her husband David, says their cause was a moral one.
It doesn't necessarily change the outcome, but the outcome isn't what counts. It's how you live your life day to day and what your conscience and character demand that you do.
Weeks before the vote, all six of Utah's electors made clear they had no intention of going rogue, despite hundreds of calls, emails, and letters. Chris Kimball from Holiday was a first-time elector and says she felt no hesitation despite some pushback.
I understood that I wasn't going to be a rogue faithless delegate or anything like that. I was very happy with the outcome of the presidential election, so I was fine to reaffirm it today.
By late afternoon, Trump reached the 270 electoral votes needed to make his victory official, and of the few defections that did happen, most were in states won by Hillary Clinton. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.